My name is Cassidy McFadden, and I am the new writer in residence at Sheridan College for the Creative Writing and Publishing program. So I've already been around to some of your classrooms, I've chatted with some of you over email, but I wanted to introduce myself on this new audio offering that I'm going to be providing throughout the year. I'm calling it Poet Voice, but it's not just for poets. I'm hoping to read some poems of recent collections, give some prompts that you yourself can try out, and talk about some prose elements as well. I'm also hoping to provide insight into publishing, online publishing, chapbooks, how to arrange a collection. And if anyone has any questions, you can always email me and it's something that I can address on the podcast as well. So for this first episode of Poet Voice, I wanted to give a little sense of who I am. I have been around to your classrooms, giving brief introduction, but a little bit about me. I'm originally from Regina, Saskatchewan. I moved to Toronto in 2017, and I went to Brooklyn College to complete an MFA in fiction in 2021, and then I moved to Toronto once again. So I've also completed an MFA in poetry way back in 2015. So that's a little bit about me. We can also talk about applying for MFA programs and that sort of professionalization if anyone is interested in graduate school. But for this first episode, short offering of Poet Voice, I thought it might make sense to read you one of the poems that I've written. So I'm the author of three collections of poetry, most recently Crying Dress, which came out in April with House of Anansi, who is a Toronto publisher. So they're a local publisher. If anybody is involved in the publishing scene or want to pursue publishing, they're definitely, I've had a really positive experience with them. So I just got home from Sheridan. I was visiting a classroom. I was in my office, and I came home to find the new issue of the Best Canadian Poetry 2025 as selected by Aslan Hunter, who's a poet out in BC. And I'm very excited that Aslan selected one of my poems for this book, this anthology, which was published by Biblioasis. Just now, it's hot off the press, and there's a lot of really great Canadian poets featured in this anthology who I'm excited to call friends. There's friends such as we have Aaron, a great friend of mine, who Aaron Bedford, who actually, maybe this is something that some of you might be interested in. She edits a online magazine of poetry called Pinhole Poetry. And that's something that she not only publishes emerging poets, but she also publishes pinhole photography. So that's something that's really cool. So we have Aaron Bedford in the issue. We also have fellow Anansi Press mate Kayla Zaga. So funny thing about Kayla, all our books came out, actually that's not true. Her first book came out a year before mine, but since then our second two books came out at the exact same time. So we've done many readings together, which has been really fun and really great. Dominica Martinello has a new book with Coach House Press. She is a Montreal-based poet, and I actually blurbed her book. So that's a really great connection. Her book is fantastic. It's really funny, subversive. It's about faith. It's also about being a female poet, being a working class poet, and it's a really great collection. I'm excited to see one of my old professors in this anthology. We have Michael Trussler from the University of Regina, one of the first people who read my really horrible short stories when I was an undergrad. So At that point, I didn't even think of myself as a poet. I was more of a short fiction writer, and I really wanted to pursue fiction. But poetry just came more naturally to me, and I never gave up on fiction, even though I went on to publish 3 books of poetry. That's why I ended up doing a second MFA in fiction, because I really never gave up on trying to write fiction. So Michael Tressler is definitely a poet to check out as well in this anthology. And then we have some of the greats. We have Karen Soley, who's an amazing Canadian poet, and we have Anne Carson, who's just also incredible poet. And we have Billy Ray Belcourt, who's an amazing Indigenous poet out of Vancouver, where he's a professor. So, really great anthology. I'm really honored to have a poem in it. Oh, we also have Farah Malik, whose book is coming out with Anansi next year. Yeah, I could go through all these poets. I think there's about 50, no, maybe not. There's like 30 poets in here, and I'm sure I have a connection to, most of them. That could be a whole series, but I won't go through the whole list. I'll leave it for you guys to check out. Maybe I'll keep it in my office, and if anyone wants to flip through, you can come to my office, which is in Wing B of Sheridan, in the glass. I think it's 220, the glass fishbowl. It's been called a fishbowl. It's been called a closet, broom closet. It's been called all sorts of things, but I'm honored to have this office, this glass dome that they have me in. But I do want to read my poem from the anthology. So this is a poem called Storm King. Just taking a drink of water. Sorry for the audio quality. I'm not actually a podcaster by trade, so there's going to be some blips and bloopers in this podcast, but I hope that you'll still listen. So this poem is called Storm King, and it is a poem written about a sculpture garden in Hudson Valley near Woodstock in New York. So while I was doing my MFA in fiction, I got to do some little excursions, and one of them was going to this sculpture garden. And the great thing about this anthology is you get to write a little bit about your inspiration for the poem. So I write about the fact that I'll talk about it in the poem, but there's this sculpture I really wanted to see, which is called The Wave Field. And it's just this incredible sculpture, this like land sort of sculpture, which is really fascinating. It's in the shape of these giant waves. And when the first time I went, I wasn't able to see it. And that's sort of what I talk about in the poem. But the second time I went back, I was able to see it. So that's not in the poem, but the poem is kind of sad. So maybe you can know that there's a happy ending, that I went back and I saw this sculpture, these giant waves which are built into the earth. And the person who created it is named Maya Lin. So Maya Lin's Wave Field. I did go back and see it and sort of ran up and down the hills, the waves, I guess, with my friends. Weirdly enough, I didn't write a poem about that. I don't know if there's just something in the yearning for the wave field that was more conducive to writing a poem. But I'll read the poem and then maybe I'll come up with a small prompt for you. So this is called Storm King. It's from Crying Dress. Here we go. Peasants of this land build massive sculptures to honor their king. For when he is pleased, he shows mercy, and when displeased, he rouses a hurricane. At the end of our trip, it was supposed to rain, but it didn't. We approached the wave field, but evaded its waves, and lay by a stone wall where I read to you, mending wall. At home, I bathed in the green copper water, asked what you were building, and you said context. We should think of each day as having 12 rounds. I'm tired of feeling things in my body like ions. All the apartment's doorknobs have been removed, the last tenant afraid of being locked inside. Fear that manifests as compulsion. Where is the feeling I used to have that life was taking place? So yeah, a little bit of a depressing poem. Maybe I was a bit in a mood when I wrote that. Oh yeah, the weird thing, also my apartment in Brooklyn, the last tenant, I mean, it says in the poem, they took off all the doorknobs. So that was a really fun / scary experience of being sort of never sure if when I closed the door I would be locked inside. It actually had the opposite effect for me. So I tried to put the doorknobs back on. Anyway, that's a period in my life. I actually wrote a short story about that, which might be published soon. Maybe I can pod about that. But yeah, Storm King. So this idea of, you know, I took the idea of the Storm King and sort of made it into, okay, what if it was a literal king who can rouse these storms or these hurricanes? So maybe one prompt is take a name or take something, an idea that it's supposed to be like a metaphor, or it's supposed to be something, just a name, but you make it concrete, like you make it actually. So what if this name Storm King, what if it actually was a king who roused storms? So I'll try to think of other examples off the top of my head, which I can't really think of any right now. Okay, I'm looking at a poster in my office in Toronto, not my Sheridan office, but it's a poster for the Hermitage, which is this giant sprawling museum in Russia. So it's actually this art gallery called the Hermitage, but what if it actually was where hermits hung out in this art? So you kind of get the idea, like what if the hermits hung out in this giant museum instead of all these paintings? What if it was a bunch of hermits? Maybe Storm King is the better example. But yeah, take something abstract, something that's supposed to be metaphorical, and make it literal. That can be a really fun poem hack. My other prompt for this week is not just for poets, for prose as well. So write about something that you're really looking forward to and it did not live up to your expectations. So I really wanted to see that wave field on my first visit to Storm King. I was looking forward to seeing Maya Lin's land sculpture. And due to circumstances outside my control, the wave field, the sculpture was closed. So I didn't get to end up seeing it. And that's sort of where this poem came from. So maybe you can write about something you're looking forward to, like a birthday or a festival, a concert, and through circumstances outside your own control, it never ended up happening. Maybe someone got sick, someone got COVID, you were unable, maybe the musician canceled, the stars did not align, so you had to deal with your disappointment, which I guess in my poem was going home and having a bath in this apartment without any doorknobs on it. And maybe in your experience it would be something else more exciting than that. Or yeah, maybe you can visit the Storm King of your mind and think of how you would approach that. Maybe you would make your own wave field rather than just giving up and going home. But yeah, those are maybe two prompts that we can take from this week. But in future weeks, I want to read poems by other poets and give you a prompt regarding their work. I also want to talk about publishing, talk about applying for grad school, talk about the lit scene, doing readings, doing open mics. I haven't planned anything. I haven't sort of made an itinerary yet for what I want Poet Voice to be. So it's really, if you guys have any ideas, you can email me like, hey, can you talk about this on Poet Voice? And I'll try to talk about it. But yeah, this week I just wanted to say hello, get to know you guys, give you a little bit of my approach to things, which is going to be pretty, I think, casual and friendly, I'm hoping. And definitely make those appointments to come see me in my office, and we can look at your poems more closely. If anybody responds to the prompt, I would love to take a look at what you wrote. Oh, and I could even read it on next week's Poet Voice if you responded to the prompt of making an abstract name or title or something literal, and you wrote about it. That would be fun. I could read your poem. Or anything else, anything that you're curious about with poetry, like how did you publish your first poem, or how do you know if a press is legitimate? Like, I'm sure you've covered that in your courses, but I can also give my own sort of approach. So that's sort of what I'm thinking for Poet Voice. I hope this was interesting or gave you something to think about. Thank you for listening, and if you need me, I'm Tuesdays and Wednesdays in the Writer in Residence office, so I hope to be meeting many of you soon. All right, take care.